This broadcast is a production of greensports.net and the WJPA Sports Network.
WJPA Sports Network and greensports.net, brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by the Community College of Beaver County. Burgettstown Homecoming Committee. CNX Dreamfields, making your dream field come true. Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation and Advanced Surgical Hospital. Kinetic. Internet. Better. Also brought to you by Attorney John Patricek, nearly 30 years of experience giving your case the attention it deserves. Washington Jefferson College, where change makers get their start. Log on to washjet.edu. Also brought to you by First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. People you know, people you can trust. Iron Synergy, taking pride in helping create tomorrow's energy today. Monarch Student Transportation. Monarch is now hiring. Log on monarchtrans.com for details. Cornerstone Care, creating healthier tomorrows today. Alex Paris Contracting, a commitment to quality and service exceeding expectations. Royal Ivy Rentals, when planning your next event, call Royal Ivy Rentals for all your party needs. Waynesburg University, grow with us at Waynesburg University. Saris Candy, supporting Pennsylvania Wrestling for over 50 years. The Claysville Area Business Association. Claysville Area businesses are winning again thanks to teamwork, dedication, and leadership. McCracken Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy in Waynesburg. And Hernberger Insurance Agency on Route 19, just north of the Meadows. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Chartiers Valley High School. I'm Rusty Pettit, joined by Greg Smith here, and we are going to be bringing you WPIL Championship Wrestling Class 2A Individual Tournament here. This is the second day of this tournament. We are starting off this morning with the second round of consolations. That'll be followed by semifinals and third round of consolations. And we're about to get underway. The wrestling will get started here at 10 a.m. Greg, we had a lot of wrestling last night. The first round up to the quarterfinals, one round of consolations, and that's left us with who's still alive today trying to make it to the Southwest Regional that'll be at Altoona next weekend.
Yeah, making it through, making it to Saturday of district, certainly an accomplishment in itself for all of these wrestlers, but you're right, a few wrestlers already went home, and so tonight really is the opportunity, especially here in this second round of consolations. Some wrestlers are going to go home after just one match today, but really getting past there, then it's just one more win and an opportunity to find yourself in Altoona a week from today.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll be covering the Washington County and the Greene County wrestlers this morning, and also keeping you up to date on what's going on all formats that they have here at Char Valley. You and I spoke before we went on the air. Like, it's been a long time since I've been in this gym. This takes me way back to the AAA Whitfields when they were here all the time back in the late 80s, early 90s. And then, honestly, I don't know. They might have even carried on long after that. But it's great to be back. This is a huge, huge gym, and it's a really great setup for wrestling because you can have everybody up on top watching all four mats down below. Plenty of room down there.
Yeah, the bringing on of flow and everything that kind of goes with it. You're right. Great setup here. Plenty of seating, great facility, and so thanks for Char Valley for hosting us.
Yeah, the AAA is down at Cannon Mac. That is going on simultaneously with us. Our partners are broadcasting that as well on JPA and Green Sports, so you can tune in. I think that we've got Sam McCollum and
Greg Warnock, I think.
Greg Warnock, okay, yep. Yep, and then we'll be calling the AA action for you here today. We'll be back here in a couple minutes to get you ready for all of the action here. Wrestling will start at 10 a.m. here at Chartiers Valley with the second round of consolations. You're listening to WJPA Sports Network and greensports.net. We will be right back.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
My dream field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My dream field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My dream field has lights to play at night.
And a duck pond.
See?
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
What is Kinetic Fiber Internet? It's internet at the speed of light that helps you do everything better. It's a dedicated connection to your home that keeps everyone connected at the same time. It's cutting-edge technology that grows with you and lets you browse, stream, and game with virtually no lag or buffering. Ultra-fast, ultra-reliable Kinetic Fiber Internet. Internet better.
Welcome back here to Chartiers Valley High School, site of the WPIL Boys AA Wrestling Championships. I'm Rusty Pettit alongside Greg Smith, and we are bringing the action. Starting at 10 a.m., second round of consolations. And, yeah, you'd mentioned, Greg, there were some guys that went home. Basically, it was anybody who lost and then lost in that first round of consolations last night. So, some wrestlers exiting already. I believe they take the top six, I think, from here that will go on to...
It might actually be... Let me double-check that. I thought I had seen somewhere the top eight, in fact.
Oh, they take top eight. Okay.
Well, just as we get into the finals here later this afternoon, it'll be the third, fifth, and seventh-place matches. So I would imagine wrestling those seventh-place matches probably would imply that somebody from that match probably would... Find its way on. But we'll make sure we research that for you. So we want to make sure we're passing along the right information. Should have had that one ready for you, Rusty. My bad.
No, I kind of sprung it on you. So that's all right.
It's all good.
But yeah, we'll figure it out. You know what? Maybe Jason knows. We could just ask him. He's busy, though. He's trying to get the video, because we're going to have the NFHS video. I think Bob Gregg's coming in to take on that. He'll be joining us this afternoon, sitting up here on the mezzanine level of the gymnasium. He'll be broadcasting the finals on NFHS on video tonight. But we will have audio coverage for you all day today. And, we'll figure out how many are going on. So AA's been doing this for a while, right? So AA's always had District 7, the Whipple tournament, and then it would go on to the Southwest Regional and then on the States. This year, though, AAA is joining them.
That's correct.
They're going to have a Western Regional, not Southwest, because I think they're joined with District 10.
That sounds correct.
Is it just 10? Maybe a little. Either way, it's all the way up to Erie. So they're calling that the West Regional, and then that will be next week at Canamac as well, and then they'll go on to PIAA.
Yeah, and we did confirm, so here in AA, which, we're here today, the top eight wrestlers per weight class in AA will qualify for the wrestling regionals, as you mentioned, in AAA, again, which Rusty mentioned, we have the coverage on down at Cannon Mac today. The top seven wrestlers in AAA will move on to regionals there. So all top eight. So, yeah, so basically win two matches today. Anybody in the semifinals is already moved forward, I believe. And then anybody who can win at least one, probably two matches here today, will find themselves into that seventh-place match and into Altoona next week.
All right. Well, we're going to step aside one more time here before the wrestling gets started here today. Once again, thank you for joining us this morning for Chartiers Valley on the WJPA Sports Network and GreenSports.net. We'll be right back for the beginning of the action at 10 o'clock.
Hi, this is Attorney John Patricic, and I've been your hometown attorney for nearly 30 years. Whether it be family law, the preparation of wills and powers of attorney, or the administration of an estate, I'm ready to assist you. I also represent clients on real estate matters, including oil and gas, local government issues, contract disputes, and civil litigation, including personal injury. If you're looking for an experienced attorney, I have offices in Bentleyville and Washington. Call 724-239-2330 for a free consultation.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. W&J, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
Working overtime on your business needs? With First Federal of Greene County's Commercial Lending Department, your next step is closer than you think. From real estate secured purchases to refinancing, your loan starts and stays here. And now First Federal is offering business basic checking, business statement savings, and merchant services. First Federal will help you take care of business. For more information, visit online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Built on a foundation of quality, safety, and integrity, Iron Synergy Cumberland Mine is committed to being one of the safest and most respected energy producers in the world. Located in Waynesburg, Pennsylvania, our team is anchored by some of the hardest working and experienced miners in the industry. We take pride in helping to create tomorrow's energy today, as well as helping to make a difference in the communities from which we operate. To learn more about Iron Synergy or to apply online, please visit our website at ironsynergy.com.
Monarch Student Transportation is proud to support Quaker Valley Wrestling in the postseason tournaments. Monarch's primary goal is safe transportation with top-of-the-line equipment and the best drivers in the business. Monarch provides the highest quality transportation available, building on a tradition of safety and excellence. Monarch takes great pride in the schools and communities they serve. Monarch Student Transportation is now hiring. Call 888-317-4144 or online at monarchtrans.com.
Welcome back to Chartiers Valley High School. Rusty Pettit alongside Greg Smith, and we are ready to get underway here. WPIL Boys AA Wrestling Championship, second round of consolations. We've got wrestlers on all four mats here, and I do appreciate you trying to cover mats 3 and 4 because they're like right below us, and you get a little bit better view than I do, so I appreciate that. Mat 1 and 2 right now. Mat 1 is Braden McClure out of Elwood City taking on Jake Guzek of South Park, and a quick takedown. For Guzek to be up. Well, actually, no. They're still on their feet. He got the takedown. The mat. So he's up 3-0 right off the bat there. On mat number 2, Parker Thompson of Southmoreland taking on Rocco DiCario of Derry. That is still scoreless 30 seconds in.
Pulling this up now on mat 3. We have Michael Pereiro of North Catholic and Ryder Gearhart of Keystone Oaks. No score there. Mat 4, Warren Warslogle of Elizabeth Forward. Grayson Strope of Beaver County Christian, that also no score. All these matches at 107 pounds.
Well, we did get a takedown on mat 1 there. That's Guzek who gets the double leg finish right on the edge of the mat with 18 seconds to go in the first period there. So he takes a 3-0 lead.
Warslogle of Elizabeth Forward, a quick takedown. He's going to get some near fall points. He had him on a tilt. In fact, actually, no near fall points. Warslogle 3-0 at the end of one period there.
Near fall almost, or actually almost a reversal there on mat number 1. It looked like a Peterson attempt by McClure, but he wasn't able to finish that. So he's going to trail 3-0. He'll take down heading into the second.
Michael Piero of North Catholic, a takedown in the first period. He leads 3-0 over Ryder Gearhart of Keystone Oaks. Warslogle of Elizabeth Forward riding on top. Second period, he leads 3-0. Has that left leg laced, trying to work that right arm and chin back, Strope. No luck there, still 3-0 there.
Well, we got a little bit of a break here with no Washington or Greene County wrestlers. We're going to step aside real quick and be right back here at Char Valley right after this.
From the first steps in new love to every scraped knee and healing embrace, the obstacles they will overcome to the victories they will achieve. You have walked this path beside them. These are the moments you live for. By protecting their health with a regular schedule of care, they can fully embrace all of life's little moments. At Cornerstone Care, we create healthier tomorrows today.
To schedule an appointment, visit cornerstonecare.com/locations.
Alex Paris Contracting has been in business since 1928. They're in the heart of the Marcellus Shale on Route 18 in Atlasburg. Call Alex Paris for any contracting job, sewer, water, civil, or any oil and gas project. With over 600 pieces of heavy equipment, over 400 employees, all support equipment, and separate environmental company, they'll adapt and complete any project. Call Alex Paris Contracting, 724-947-2235. Learn more at alexparis.com.
Royal Ivy Rentals has everything you need for your next event. You may be planning a large wedding or a small birthday party. Either way, Royal Ivy Rentals has you covered. Royal Ivy Rentals has tents in many sizes and can supply banquet tables, round tables, fill and chill tables, linens, chairs, tent lighting, a portable bar, dance floor, coolers, heaters, and even yard games. So whether it's a big event or any old get-together, call Royal Ivy Rentals for all your party needs. 724-998-5805. That's 724-998-5805.
Back here at Char Valley. And we did have a fall on mat number one. That was Guzek, the South Park rest. So that was not Guzek. Who was that?
Yeah, Guzek was South Guzek. Park. Yep.
Okay. I got mixed up. But he did get the fall in the second period. I think the rest of the bouts are still ongoing that we left you with. On mat one now, Raiden Thomas of Valley leads Camden Bruce of Freedom 3-0 in the first period.
Yeah, you're correct. Zaccario of Derry, the 3-seed at 107, a 6-5 lead over Parker Thompson of Southmoreland. Piero of North Catholic, 7-0 over Gearhart of Keystone Oaks. And Warslogle of Elizabeth Forward, 7-0 over Strope of Beaver County Christian. So as you're correct, the other three matches all still ongoing.
Yeah, I was, and I think you were too. We were keeping an eye on this, like the brackets last night on Flow.
Yep.
There were a couple upsets here. Obviously, with the Cario being dropped down into Constellations, being the 3-seed, that would have been one from last night. There's a couple up in the upper weights too. You're going to see some of these higher-seeded guys wrestling in this round, trying to stretch it out so they can get out there to at least place eighth. As you mentioned, the top eight wrestlers will advance to Altoona next week for the Southwest Regional. And then ultimately, the weekend after that, the goal is to get out to Hershey.
A fall over on mat three, Piero of North Catholic. He was leading 10-0, a fall in the third period. And so he will advance. Piero, a 5-seed. So, Rusty, just as you were mentioning, another top seed working back through Constellations, but he is on Piero, winner at North Catholic.
He had a win. DiCario did get a late fall on mat two. He was leading 6-5 over Parker Thompson of Southmoreland. DiCario is going to advance. He got that fall with about a minute 19 left in the third, and that is going to bring up our first Green County wrestler of the night. That is going to be Caleb Delaney of Jefferson Morgan taking on Levi Dixon out of Highlands. 114-pound second round of Constellations. Mat one, Raiden Thomas still leading Camden Bruce. It's Thomas 6-1 right now at the end of the first period as Delaney now underway. Delaney taking on Highlands' Levi Dixon. Delaney came into the tournament with 30 victories to his credit. So pretty solid season for the Rockets.
Yeah, Dixon just slated at a 10-14 record, so they'll go out of bounds, Delaney and Dixon will.
Rockets have several wrestlers today looking to stay alive and advance. So semifinals will get started here after this round concludes. I think 11:30 is when they have that scheduled for, so they're assuming this round will take about an hour and a half. There's a single leg attempt by Delaney, head to the inside. Now tries to come up and shelf that leg, does a good job of that, and he's going to finish the takedown. So Caleb Delaney with a 3-0 lead. 17 seconds remaining in the opening period on mat number two.
Warslogle of Elizabeth Forward, a 7-0 win at 107. So he continues on as Delaney continues to work up 3-0.
Delaney wants to work maybe a tilt. He's got the arm bar on that right side, but he runs out of time. So they'll go to the second period. He leads 3-0.
Quick update on Matt, 314 pounds. Victor Wagner of North Catholic, another North Catholic wrestler, a 5-2 lead over North Drury of Ligonier Valley. So Wagner leading there. Thomas and Bruce on Matt 1, still 6-1 Thomas.
Our first Washington County wrestler looks like down two. On Matt 4, right? We got Gage Bradley of Burgettstown down on Matt 4.
Yeah, Camden Stam of Chartreuse Houston also there.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Two Washington County wrestlers.
There you go. I'll try to keep an eye on that one for you, Rusty.
Second period for Delaney. He started on bottom, and Dixon getting a little high. Threw the legs in. Delaney trying to pull him over the top, get a reversal. Might be able to take him right to his back as high as he is here. Needs to free that left arm. Now he does. Now needs to pop the head. Delaney, though, in good shape here to, at the very least, get a reversal. He's taking his time, and he goes right to the half to try to take him to his back. Instead, he's going to settle for the 2 points. He leads 5-0 now, minute 20 to go in the second.
Yeah, that other Washington County match, Camden Stam, a late takedown in the first period. He leads Gage Bradley of Burgettstown 3-0. Two wrestlers familiar with each other. I'm not sure. I was at Burgettstown last week. I'm not sure if these two saw each other, but here they are now. Stam out to an early 3-0 lead. Second period on their feet underway.
Sectionals last weekend, double A, that was the Southern Sectional, I think,
yep.
But it was all the way up in Burgettstown. It doesn't seem that south. It's about as far north in Washington County as you can get. But relatively speaking, it was Southern.
There were some Southern teams there.
Yeah, for sure.
Right.
Delaney trying to work that arm bar on that right side again. He's got the wrist. Now he switches off to the left wrist in the chicken wing, but Dixon so far flattened out. Now Delaney trying to run this chicken wing, and now he's taking his time. He's going to switch off and try to work it with a half.
Yeah, needed to loop that. Yeah, he's trying to get that head. There
yep.
It is.
Now he's got him going over. Getting near fall. Now looking for the fall is Delaney of Jefferson Morgan. Caleb Delaney gets the fall. Comes at 2 minutes and 29 seconds. So Caleb Delaney of Jefferson Morgan Rockets will advance, and he's going to be followed by what looks like another teammate of his and taking on a Washington County wrestler from Wash High. We'll keep an eye on mat number two.
Under a minute to go, second period. Stam still leading 3-0 over Bradley of Burgettstown. Both wrestlers been on their feet now for the entire period. A few efforts from both sides, but still nothing doing there. Shot in from Bradley. Stam pushes him away and back into a tie-up. They go.
About to get underway on mat number two is Connor Pinchock of Jefferson Morgan taking on Noah Patton of Wash High, 121 pounds.
Stam, another takedown for Chartreuse Houston. He now leads 6-0 over Bradley of Burgettstown. That has just 20 seconds to go. Second period there. Stam 6-0.
You're saying that the top eight go. It makes me wonder, like, with that being the case,
does a win here?
A win here, yeah. It puts you in because at the very least, if you win and make it to the third round of consolations, the worst you can finish is eighth.
Yeah.
So this is kind of the blood round.
Yep.
Which is odd to have it that early.
Yeah, and we've seen some reactions. I know I noticed when Guzik won at South Park, there was a pretty big response from his corner. So likely, as you mentioned, the blood round and gets him in this round.
And Pinchock gets the takedown on Patton and nearly turned him right there. He's now sunk in back behind as Patton tries an outside leg stand-up, but Pinchock takes the 3-0 lead, and he's going to take that into the second period.
Third period underway. Camden Stam with an escape. He started on the bottom to start the third period. He escaped up to his feet. So Camden Stam of Chartreuse Houston in the driver's seat, leading 7-0 over Gage Bradley of Burgettstown. Stam coming in 16-16 today. Bradley with a record of 22-13 as they wrestle on their feet. Stam pushing the envelope, pushes Bradley out of bounds. Some frustration there, but Stam still leads 7-0.
Got it. Victory for a North Catholic wrestler. I missed the name, but he won down here on mat three, won by fall. Now, second period for Pinchock and Patton. Pinchock trying to stand up. He started the second period on bottom. He leads 3-0 after that opening period takedown. They go out of bounds with 1:49 on the clock.
Stam still wrestling, has an underhook on that left arm. Bradley and looks for a fireman's carry, able to roll Stam over. Gage Bradley with a nice fireman's carry takedown. Gets it to 7-3, but just a minute five remaining. He's going to let Stam up. 8-3, the rack on their feet.
Pinchock caught in a cradle now by Patton, and Patton takes him over to his back. Pinchock had stood all the way up, but Patton takes him down and is getting near fall. Still has it. Now he lets go of the cradle, so he's going to get the 4 near fall, and he'll take a 4-3 lead now in the second period.
Yeah, nice work on that far side cradle. Now trying to come near side on
it. Got
it
again.
Yeah,
got to
be careful,
uh-oh.
Though.
Now, you're right. He was not careful. He needed to be, and nearly gave up more than just the reversal. Instead, he's going to belly out and give up the reversal as Pinchock was able to break the grip on that. And now with an escape, it's tied up at 5. Minute to go in the second period.
Yeah, somebody who ran the cradle, sometimes you get a little too overconfident with being able to turn that, and you're right. 5-5, though. Nice job from Patton to get himself back in. 20 seconds to go, another takedown for Stam. He now leads 11-3. Bradley up to his feet, trying to dead arm that left, turns back into Stam, looking for a shot, but with under 10 seconds to go, it's going to be Camden Stam of Chartiers Houston is going to win this match and lead 11-3.
A shot and reshot. There was a shot there by Pinchock and then a counter shot by Patton. He was able to finish, so he takes now an 8-5 lead late in the second period. 20 seconds to go here. Back and forth bout here. One of these wrestlers will have their tournament end here. The other will move on not only to third round, but next week.
Another Washington County wrestler onto the mat. It's going to be Drake Buzzard of Avella. Comes in. He'll take on Jimmy Stivers of Laurel. Well, two school districts about as far away as you can get. Laurel up in Lawrence County and Avella.
That is for sure. On mat one now wrestling, we've got Jonah Hostetler of Keystone Oaks, scoreless with Dejamir Suber of Highlands, and Suber gets the takedown to lead 3-0 in that one. So the second period comes to an end between Pinchock and Patton. Patton up 8-5, and whose choice we got? It looks like it's going to be Patton's. He's going to take neutral. He shoots in on a double, hips down for Pinchock. Patton, though, switches off to the single leg. Got his head to the outside now. Tries to go back to the double. He's going to elevate and take Pinchock all the way down. And he takes him to his back. He has Pinchock in trouble. And Patton is getting near fall and looking for the fall. Noah Patton of Wash High trying to finish this one off. He's already got a sizable lead with near fall coming. And still has that half pretty deep.
Yeah.
A lot of time to work. Minute 29.
Yeah, excellent job connecting moves there. You're right. Picked them up into that double and was able to quickly find that head and loop that head under. Buzzard of Avella, a 3-0 lead. He gets a takedown on Stivers of Laurel, so he'll go to the second period as they select their choice.
And getting off his back is Pinchock, but now with the four near fall, he trails by 10, 15-5, minute to go in that contest.
Yeah, I think Patton now just got to play safe here, not let himself get caught anywhere. Buzzard will start on top to start the second period. Picks Stivers up and brings him back to the mat. Stivers trying to work. That tight waist of Buzzard so far working. 15 seconds in.
Another half by Patton, and he's going to take Pinchock over again. And he's got him stacked up. And Noah Patton looking for the fall. Got about 30 seconds to work on this. At the very least, he's going to have a 14-point lead with the near fall. Yep. Pinchock still trying to fight off, keep that left shoulder off the mat.
Give Pinchock some credit. He's at least fighting despite really this match being all but over. Buzzard now going to pick up his own reversal. So Stivers gets the reversal. Buzzard gets it back, now getting near fall points. So Drake Buzzard of Avella will have a lead here.
So four near fall added as time runs out. 19-5. Noah Patton defeats Connor Pinchock of Jefferson Morgan. So Patton will advance. Pinchock's tournament comes to an end.
Buzzard, now he turns himself in. He's working sort of a half Nelson. Now able to get himself, and he's got that headlock onto his back. He's got Stivers stuck. Got to be careful to keep those hips flat as he's kind of right on top of him. Stivers trying to turn away from it. 35 seconds to go. Drake Buzzard of Avella leading 5-4. He's got four near fall points waiting for him as well, but looking for the fall. And he's got Stivers flat on the mat, trying to turn that, use that left leg of his to turn the hip over. Stivers rolls back into him. Again, four near fall points, and Buzzard finally lets him go. He'll extend his lead out to 9-4. 15 seconds to go, second period.
That's 1-2 right now. The Hostetler Super match. Super leads 6-1. Super out of Highlands. Keystone Oaks is where Hostetler resides from. And now on mat two, we've got Logan Fox of Elizabeth Ford taking on Archer Brua of Laurel. That is scoreless. And about halfway through the opening period at 127 pounds. So we've got a mixture of 121 and 127 pounds here spread out over the four mats.
Yeah, down on mat three, Lucas Guzik of South Park. He has a 3-1 lead over Luca Rosa of Burrell. And again, Buzzard of Avella leading 9-4. They're into the third period now. Buzzard starting on the bottom. Stivers trying to connect the far side cradle as Buzzard on his base. Buzzard thinks about reaching back. Thinks better. And instead, it's going to kind of dump Stivers off. But still fighting. Stivers now perpendicular over as Buzzard trying to get himself up to his knees and dump Stivers. He's able to do that as Buzzard still trying to work through it. Now, Stivers better be careful. Almost pinned himself. Buzzer now able with the head. Turns him, got to turn into him to get the points. He's going to do that, a reversal for Drake Buzzer. Now leads 11-4 with a minute 10 to go, third period. Trying to hip across Stivers and work a half Nelson. Doesn't quite have, hasn't broken that parallel quite yet. Kind of reload. Think about getting off to the side. Has that left leg of Stivers laced with his own right leg. 45 seconds to go. Buzzard still in control of this match, leading 11-4.
Mat number two, Brewer of Laurel, takes a 2-0 lead in the second period with a reversal over Logan Fox. Elizabeth Forward on mat number one. Suber still leading 6-1. That one's in the third with a minute and a half to go in the third period.
Yeah, Buzzard smartly decides to unhook that leg and kind of off to the side, but continues to ride. Now just 20 seconds to go as they near the boundary, and they'll go out of bounds. 18 seconds to go. Drake Buzzard of Avella, 11-4 lead over Jimmy Stivers of Laurel.
Gymnasium starting to fill up here at Chartiers Valley. It's been the semifinals, slated to start at 11:30.
Rosa of Burl with a 4-3 lead over Guzik of South Park. So that second period comes to a close. Buzzer going to get caught in a reversal. Now we got to be careful as Stivers really close to that pin. Oh, he had him stacked for a second. Just 4-3. Buzzer trying to hang on. And Drake Buzzer will hang on.
Oh.
A really close ending to that one as Stivers had him stacked. And there may have been a second there, Rusty, where
that was close.
His shoulder blades were there. Stivers will fall short. And Drake Buzzer to Avella, an 11-6 winner at 121 pounds.
We'll be right back here at Char Valley. You're listening to WJPA Sports Network and greensports.net.
At Waynesburg University, growth means profound transformation as you connect faith, learning, and serving in your life. Here, you'll test yourself, make lifelong friends, provide hope to those in need, and become a leader. As you grow, you'll discover a faculty invested in you, peers inspired by service, and a university commitment to making your investment one of the most valuable in the country. Learn more at waynesburg.edu.
For over 50 years, Sarah's Candies has proudly supported WPIAL Wrestling, helping local teams and organizations thrive. With easy and delicious fundraising programs, groups large and small can reach their goals one sweet treat at a time. Start your fundraiser today with Sarah's Candies. Call 1-800-255-7771. Or visit sarahscandiesfundraising.com. Make your next fundraiser a sweet success. Sarah's Candies, raising funds, sharing smiles.
The Claysville Area Business Association is proud to support McGuffey Wrestlers. Just like these fine young men, the Claysville area is winning thanks to community spirit, hard work, and dedication to excellence. Mark your calendars for the annual Pike Days Festival the third weekend in May. Experience country hospitality in Claysville with children's activities, live bands, craft fair, and great food. Celebrate our region's heroes, heritage, and history. Congratulations to the 11 qualifying McGuffey Wrestlers. Good luck on the way to the States.
Who better to get your pharmaceutical services from than local familiar faces you can trust? Here at McCracken Pharmacy, we aim to provide just that. Our mission is to take care of you in Greene County. We are a full-service pharmacy that offers an auto-refill program that arranges all of the patient's medications so that they are filled at the same time each month. We provide a full line of adult vaccinations, which are available to the general public without appointment. Don't hesitate to use our friendly delivery services, which bring medications to homes all over Greene County. Check out our website, mccrackenpharmacy.com, and download our app. McCracken Pharmacy, 595 East High Street in Waynesburg.
Welcome back to Chartiers Valley High School. Rusty Pettit with Greg Smith. WPIL Boys AA Championships. We are in the second round of consolations, and right now we've got three bouts of 127 on the mats and another one of the 133 pounds. Mat number one is Rocco Zugall of Summit Academy, leading 10-0 after one period over Lane Ely of McGuffey. He's a Washington County wrestler, so we'll keep an eye on that. But mat number two, Logan Fox of Elizabeth Forward, trails Archer Brewer of Laurel 5-1. That one's in the third period, 25 seconds ago.
Yeah, 133 pounds on mat three. Garen McDonald, no score against Dylan Jones of Keystone Oaks. First period under complete there. another KO wrestler at 127 on mat floor, Jeremy Wagner. He has a 7-0 lead over Connor McKinney of Beaver County Christian.
Ely starts the second period on top with the 10-0 deficit facing him. After Zugall, Summit Academy, tries a switch attempt. They're trying to re-switch is Ely, but he's not able to keep up with him, so the reversal makes it 12-0 Zugall.
Wagner, sorry.
I mispronounced.
I'll say Wagner of KO, a fall in the second period over McKinney. Looks like we had another fall on that too as well. The Laurel wrestler.
About to have a Jefferson Morgan wrestler come up here on mat number three, so we'll keep an eye on that one. Double leg shot here by Zugai as he gave Ely the escape to lead 12-1. He gets in on the double leg. Ely, though, fighting this off with a gut wrench, but now switching off to the single and getting his head to the outside and stepping over is Zugai, and he is going to get the takedown to make it 15-1, 1 point away from a technical fall.
Yeah, underway on mat three, you alluded to it, Rusty. Johnny Gilbert of Jefferson Morgan, Javon Woods of Washington. This is a rematch from last week. Woods was the winner last week in the semifinal match against Gilbert.
And there is another takedown for Zugai, so he is going to get the technical fall over Lane Ely. And so Lane Ely of McGuffey, his tournament comes to an end here by a score of 18-2 technical fall. Zugai of Summit Academy will advance 127 pounds.
Gilbert in on a shot on the left leg of Woods. Woods now trying to bring his hips up and grab onto the back ankles of Gilbert, trying to lace that leg of his, but Gilbert in pretty deep on an outside single, trying to work through. Just 8 seconds to go, first period. Javon Woods is trying to hang on and not give up any points to get to the end of the period, tied zero, and it looks like he is going to be able to do that. No score, Johnny Gilbert, and Gilbert of Morgan, or Jefferson Morgan, Woods of Wash High, no score after one.
Now on mat number two, Carter Cadis of Burgettstown is leading 7-1 over Ethan Moldovan of Carlington. So out to a very nice lead here in the first period. So we'll keep an eye on Carter's match as well.
Second period underway. Gilbert starts on the bottom. Woods riding on top. No action there as Woods continues to ride. Gilbert trying to bring that left leg up.
Cadis with a snap down and go behind there to make it 10-1. Right at the end of the first period. So Cadis of Burgettstown leading 10-1 heading to the second over Moldovan of Carlington. On mat number one right now, it's Jacob Stewart of Burl leading 3-0 over Carter Bishop of Ligonier Valley. That is also in the first period. Second period action here. Cadis starting on bottom, immediately stands up, dropping down the single leg as Moldovan trying to get a mat return here. And Cadis trying to stretch out and get away from them, but Moldovan gets him back down to the mat momentarily just as Cadis hits a standing switch and going to get the 1 point escape out of it.
1:10 to go, second period. Woods has a far side cradle locked up. Gilbert doing his best to try to fight out of it. Woods able to tilt him back and just out of bounds. Again, the boundary rules have changed and you don't need the same amount of body inside the boundary, but Woods, as he rolled Gilbert onto his back, everything gets outside the circle, and so they'll start back. 1 minute to go, second period, still no score. Johnny Gilbert and Javon Woods of Wash High. Woods has ridden the whole second period so far. A quick switch by Gilbert. Woods brings him back down to the mat. Woods has been looking for that cradle, and he's going to keep looking for it here as he continues to ride. 45 seconds to go, second period.
Cadis does a nice job of keeping his action inbounds, able to finish the takedown on the far side of the mat. Now they scoot out with 104 to go in the second, but Carter Cadis, Burgettstown, now up to a 14-1 lead in that bout.
Woods doing a great job finding the balance of keeping Gilbert to the mat with his hips, but also long arms, able to kind of keep that cradle in his back pocket, I think kind of scares Gilbert. He's able to twist and turn over Gilbert. He's got near fall points, says Javon Woods. Doesn't look like he's going to quite get the fall, but Javon Woods able to turn Johnny Gilbert over. He's got four near fall points waiting for him, just 7 seconds to go in the period. Woods happy to hang on here, even without a fall. Four near fall points for Javon Woods. He will lead 4-0 after two periods.
Carter Cadis finishes off the technical fall, 17-2 the score, so he will advance for Burgettstown. And that match now followed by Angelo Emilio of North Catholic taking on Lance Zylstra of Summit Academy. That's 139 pounds.
quickly over on Matt for Harper. Sipes of Quaker Valley. Yusef Betts of Valley. 6-3 Betts leads. Wood starts on the bottom, able to get up to his feet. Not quite able to clear Gilbert yet. Perhaps they started on their feet. Nope. Gilbert started on top. Wood should have. They're going to give him a reversal as opposed to an escape. So Javon Woods has extended his lead now out to 6-0 over Johnny Gilbert of Jefferson Morgan with 1:25 and counting to go third period. Gilbert up to his feet. Trying to work hand control to clear himself. Woods instead going to pick up that left leg of Gilbert. Decides to give up on that and will give Gilbert the escape. 6-1. Javon Woods leads 1:09 and counting third period. Back to the center they'll go. Gilbert needs to go here. Down 5. Shot in on the left leg of Woods. Woods sucks that leg under. Gilbert, a nice job trying to work into him. Woods going to take that hip and try to throw it back into him. Locked up through the crotch is Woods. Now 40 seconds to go, and they're going to get a stalemate and back to their feet. 6-1, Woods still leads. It's our only Washington County match or Green County match going on right now.
Second time we've had a Jefferson Morgan wrestler take on a Wash High wrestler
already. That's right. Yeah. Noah Patton, the winner there for Wash High, and Woods just 30 seconds away from making that 2-0 for Wash High against Jefferson Morgan. Gilbert, no urgency here. Just 25 seconds to go. Woods in on a good double leg shot. Drives Gilbert, tries to shrug him off. Unable to do so. Woods gets on top. A takedown for Javon Woods. He leads 9-1. Just 13 seconds to go. And it looks like Javon Woods, the 7 seed at 139, is going to advance on as he defeats Johnny Gilbert of Jefferson Morgan. Morgan up to his feet. He'll get an escape. But that will be the end of it. Gilbert, a late shot. Might get a takedown there. They will, in fact, give him a takedown. Score changes, result doesn't. Woods a 9-5 winner over Gilbert at 139 pounds.
And with that, we'll be right back here on the WJPA Sports Network and greensports.net.
You have to have insurance, but you don't have to overpay for it. Have the rates gone up on your auto and home policies? Make an appointment with Hernberger Insurance to discuss all your coverages. Home, auto, life, and business. As an independent agency, Hernberger Insurance can provide the coverage you need and shop for the best price. Proud to support our local sports teams, coaches, athletes, and fans. The Hernberger Insurance Agency, Route 19, just north of the Meadows. Call 724-745-6474.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
Back here at Char Valley, we do have a Bentworth wrestler just getting underway here on mat number 4.
The 139 pounds Bryce Croson of Bentworth taking on Brett Klim of Derry. Klim, a 5 seed here at 139. No score as they wrestle on their feet. 30 seconds to go, first period.
Other bouts, 133 pounds on mat 1. Carter Bishop of Ligonier Valley trailing the Jacob Stewart of Burrell 15-3. That one just comes to an end. As I say that, on mat number 2, it's Angelo Emilio of North Catholic leading 11-6 over Lance Zylstra of Summit Academy. That one's in the third period.
139 on mat 3. Josu Martinez of Valley has a 3-0 lead over Cole Strope of Beaver County Christian. That match is in the second period. Still no score as the first period comes to an end. Croson of Bentworth, Klim of Derry. Choice will go to Klim. Klim will choose the down position, and so Croson will start on top. Again, no score second period of this 139-pound consolation match.
First Southside Beaver wrestler sighting of the morning, Ryder Goh of Southside is taking on Caden Crawford out of Burl. That's 145-pound bout.
Klim up to his feet. Croson able to pick himself up. Hanging on to that leg as Klim had basically cleared himself. Now Klim going to try to reach down and grab Croson's leg. Flips him up and over. Still no points awarded. And there it is. Brett Klim of Derry. A two-point reversal. 25 seconds into the second period. So Klim leads 2-0 as Croson will now start down. £139 Martinez of Valley, a 7-0 lead over Strope of Beaver County Christian. Croson back underway, trying to stand up to his feet. He'll get himself clear, and Bryce Croson a point. He now trails 2-1 to Brett Klim of Derry as they wrestle on their feet. 1:20 to go, second period. Still hand fighting between Croson and Klim. As we approach 1 minute to go in the second period here.
So the semifinals, I mentioned, they'll start at 10 or 11:30 is when they're scheduled to start, and they'll be simultaneous with the third round of consolations and then followed right by the fourth round of consolations. And then the rest of the schedule will be 3:30 p.m. for your championship bouts as well as the other medal bouts for third, fifth, and seventh.
Another takedown for Klim of Derry. He now leads Croson of Bentworth 5-1. Croson once again clears himself there. So 5-2, 30 seconds to go, second period. Croson trails 5-2.
Martinez of Valley picking up the fall over Stroop of Beaver County Christian. About to get underway on mat number two is Aiden Mulheron of Ligonier Valley taking on Mount Pleasant's Tristan Workowitz.
Yep. Ryder Go of Southside, no score, second period underway. He's got Caden Crawford of Burl. Go's going to start in the down position to start the second period there.
Washington County wrestler getting underway on mat three. Victor Bonas of McGuffey taking on Justin Obadoble of Hopewell. And Victor Bonas, one of those wrestlers I was talking about that got upset. He's a 3-seed coming in, but got knocked out on that opening round. We're going to wrestle back.
Third period now underway. Klim of Derry still leading 5-2. Croson will start down. So Croson looking for a comeback, down 3 points in the third period at 139.
I should be able to keep an eye on mat three if you...
Yep, I got four.
Bonas actually going to take Obadoble right to his back here. He got the three-point takedown, and now he's back out in front with the front headlock. So they award the takedown and two near fall to Bonas.
Yeah, Bonas was the section champ at 145 at the Southern Sectional last week. I don't believe him and Obadoble wrestled each other, but...
Well, they just gave... I didn't see any position change at all, but what they did, it still works out the same. They gave reversal, then reversal. So it's 7-2 now as the period ends.
As opposed to 5-0. It's all the same, you're right.
Yeah, I didn't really see any change in control, but...
Klim continues to ride 35 seconds into the third period. He leads Croson of Bentworth 5-2 still. And Klim happy to cling to this three-point lead. Riding on top, Workowitz of Mount Pleasant, a 3-0 lead over Mulheron of Ligonier Valley. Crawford 3-1 over Go of Southside. Both of those matches at 145. Croson up to his feet. He now trails 5-3, a minute to go. And if Croson can find a takedown, that would give him the lead. Again, 1 minute to go with that 139-pound match.
Obadoble up and out for the escape, so it's now 7-3 in favor of Bonas.
Croson trying tight, trying on his feet, trying to set something up. Klim not moving, but being super aggressive. Might have to watch a stalling, although no warning has been given yet. I don't see any officials talking him up much. Croson a shot blocked away.
Obadoble deep on a single leg, but getting a whizzer in and hipping all the way over his Bonas, and he's going to take him to his back. He was very close to giving up that takedown. Instead, now steps through with the low leg Turk and keeps Obadoble on his back. He's got not only the takedown to make it 10-3, he's got at least four near fall coming, and he's working to try to get this fall with a minute left in the second period.
Croson now just 18 seconds to go, still needs a takedown, trailing 5-3 shot, a stalling warning hits against Klim, no points awarded yet. Croson looking for a headlock off to the side, Klim out of bounds, looks like Klim's got the takedown, he will in fact get the takedown just 2 seconds to go. It's going to be Brett Klim of Derry. He's going to win this match 8-3.
And if you heard that slap of the mat, that was Victor Bonus finishing it off with a fall for McGuppy. So he advances. That fall comes at 2 minutes and 28 seconds, or 18 seconds, rather. Brush up on my math skills. Have another Washington County wrestler taking his place on mat 3. It's going to be Burgettstown's Logan Noyes taking on Alex Wiley of Riverview at 152 pounds.
Yeah, Klim officially 8-3, a winner over Bryce Croson of Bentworth. Croson, give him some credit, wrestled tough there with 3 escape points, not enough, unable to find that takedown when he needed it. Quick around the horn, Workowitz of Mount Pleasant, 11-2 over Mulheron of Ligonier Valley. Crawford of Burl, 3-2 over Ryder Go. That match late in the second period at 145 pounds.
So just now the one Washington County wrestler out there, which is Noyes.
Still on their feet, Noyes and Wiley. .145 on mat 4, Braden Reynolds of Freedom, Jeremiah Guess of Derry. They are underway. 20 seconds to go in our 152-pound match. Noyes an 8 seed, Wiley a 7 seed. Another shot fake. Both wrestlers not barely tied up. Under 10 seconds to go, Noyes a pass-by shot. And Wiley able to get himself to the boundary. First period's going to come to a close. Uneventful first period, no score. Logan Noyes of Burgettstown, Wiley of Riverview.
Mat number 1, it's 4-2, Caden Crawford of Burl leading Ryder Go. South side, they're in the third period, wrestling from their feet. A minute 40 to go. Mat number 2, it's Tristan Workowitz leading 11-2. He's out of Mount Pleasant over Aiden Mulheron of Ligonier Valley. They are also in the third period, about 140 or a minute 45 to go on that one.
Yeah, Ryder Go has his whole left shoulder taped up. He's battled with some injuries back in that Southern Sectional, so see if that has plagued him at all today. No score between Noyes and Wiley. Noyes riding on top right now. Started the period on top, and so far through 25 seconds successfully has ridden Wiley. Wiley up to his feet. Noyes tries to bring him back down to the mat. Does a nice job of regaining his balance. Gets on top. They'll go to the boundary and out of bounds. 121 remaining. No score.
Crawford has go on his back now, looking for the fall. But Go's able to belly out. But he's going to give up 4 more near fall, it looks like. And at the very least, it's going to be 11-2, 45 seconds to go in that one. So Crawford firmly in control of that bout at 145 pounds.
Noyes and Wiley back underway. Wiley up to his feet. Noyes pulls that left arm and brings Wiley back down to the mat. Rides on top. 50 seconds gone in the second period. No score. Noyes continues to ride.
There is the fall for Caden Crawford, a Burl over Ryder Go south side. So 28 seconds to go in the third period. We're going to have another McGuffey wrestler taking the mat over there on mat 1.
Noyes continuing to ride. 50 seconds to go. Will spiral ride there to get Wiley back down off his base and onto his stomach. Noyes continuing to ride really well. His great hip placement. Really working that left arm of Wiley and then trying sort of a half Nelson attempt with his right arm now, instead will vie for wrist control. Under 30 seconds to go. Logan Noyes of Burgettstown successfully riding through the second period on top of Alex Wiley at 152 pounds.
152 pounds on mat 1 is Garrett Newman of McGuffey. Scoreless right now with Moses Pinkovich out of Southside. So back-to-back Southside wrestlers over there on mat 1. And here's scoreless 20 seconds into that bout.
And Logan Noyes, give him credit, a two-minute ride of the second period. No score at the end of 2 for Logan Noyes of Burgettstown. He is, again, no score there at 152 pounds, but Noyes now will get the choice. I'm going to assume he's going to take the down position, but we'll have to see. Noyes battling a shoulder injury as he has that right shoulder, a nice large brace on that, and Noyes will start down to begin the third period. Again, no score in his match with Alex Wiley of Riverview.
Fireman's carry attempt by Newman, not able to finish on the edge of the mat, ends up in a front headlock as that one winds down to 6 seconds to go in the opening frame.
Noyes quickly up to his feet, brought back down to the mat by Wiley, as Wiley now 15 seconds into the frame, still riding on top.
Another Washington County wrestler out on mat 2, Sean Robertson of Fort Cherry, taking on Braxton Carr of Laurel. It was a 152-pound bout.
144, Noyes is going to reset. on the bottom. Again, no score here. Noyes successfully rode for 2 minutes on top throughout the entire second period after a scoreless first period on their feet.
Newman off the whistle, tries a switch attempt, and trying to keep scooting around, and Pinkovic staying with him so far, but now getting his hips out in front is Newman. Switching down to the double leg is Pinkovic, and Newman's going to keep working on that switch. Might even get himself into a splatal situation, but Pinkovic wisely bails out. Going to give up the two-point reversal. So Garrett Newman leads 2-0, minute 34 to go, second period. And now he's trying to lock up a near-side cradle. He's got it. Garrett Newman trying to put Pinkovic on his back, trying to ease him over, and he does. Getting near fall is Garrett Newman. Pinkovic, though, able to pop the head out. It is 4 near fall, though. 6-0 the lead. Now right back to that cradle goes Newman.
Yeah, smart there. Noyes still struggling. No points yet. And give Wiley a lot of credit riding similarly, just how Noyes did. Noyes almost did a switch earlier in the period, but unable to do so. 40 seconds to go, third period. No score. Alex Wiley and Logan Noyes. Noyes up to his base.
And now Newman got another four out of the near fall. And now as he got Pinkovic's got to put himself over on his back. He's trying to get a reversal and is going to give up another four near fall. And this might do it. And now there's Newman looking for the fall. He's got the half sunk in pretty deep. And on trouble on mat number two is Robertson. He's trailing 4-0 and on his back. And there is the fall for Garrett Newman of McGuffey. So Garrett Newman will advance at 152 pounds. Robertson right now is in trouble, trailing 8-0 as he's able to belly back out in the second period on mat two.
And Logan Noyes unable to find a point as Alex Wiley rides Logan Noyes for 2 minutes. Noyes had a really good attempt at the end of the period there, almost. He was up to his feet, was trying to cut himself, was then able to do so. And into overtime, Logan Noyes and Alex Wiley will go no score as they start on their feet.
Yeah, I think that's the first time we've seen that today, scoreless through
If you can believe this, we went the entire Southern Sectional without seeing a single overtime match.
Wow.
Last Saturday at Burgettstown, Bob, Greg, and I. So this is the first one I've seen, at least in my couple of weeks back on the circuit. They'll go out of bounds 39 seconds to go overtime, no score, Noyes and Wiley.
And 8-0 the lead for Braxton Carr with 44 seconds to go now in the second period over Sean Robertson of Fort Cherry.
Noyes in on a shot. Has that left leg, and Wiley just hanging on to the head. Noyes trying to clear himself, and there it is. Logan Noyes with the takedown. He'll actually get the fall with 18 seconds remaining in overtime. Logan Noyes, your winner. A fall in overtime, 42 seconds of OT. Logan Noyes, your winner at 152 over Alex Wiley of Riverview. Excellent job from Noyes to fight through that and find a way to win.
With Robertson's match for, as far as Washington and Greene County wrestlers representing Washington County from Fort Cherry, Robertson trailing 8-0 as the second period comes winding down to an end. Head to the third period up on mat number one right now is Ewan Olson of Derry taking on Kyron Beasley of Highlands. They are scoreless at the end of one period.
160 pounds on mat three. Stephen Perdina of Mount Pleasant. No score against Elijah Miller of Greensburg-Salem. 145 pounds on mat four. This match nearing the end of the third period. Jeremiah Guess of Derry, a 9-0 lead over Braden Reynolds of Freedom.
Wrestling from their feet in the third period, Robertson and Carr. Robertson, big mountain to climb here. He's trailing 8-0. Braxton Carr. Carr came in as the fourth seed from Laurel. And he's going to try a shot attempt, but too far out. He gets caught in a front headlock, and that's going to allow Carr to sneak around behind for the takedown to take an 11-0 lead. Minute 20 to go. Now he's got a half, and he's going to jump that half, try to turn Robertson to his back. Robertson looks like he might be in some trouble here and getting near fall, and this at the very least could be a technical fall finish if he got all four, and he did. So there's your technical fall for Braxton Carr. Laurel over Sean Robertson for Cherry. We'll be right back here in WJPA Sports Network and greensports.net.
Hi, this is Attorney John Patricic, and I've been your hometown attorney for nearly 30 years. Whether it be family law, the preparation of wills and powers of attorney, or the administration of an estate, I'm ready to assist you.
I also represent clients on real estate matters including oil and gas, local government issues, contract disputes, and civil litigation including personal injury. If you're looking for an experienced attorney, I have offices in Bentleyville and Washington. Call 724-239-2330 for a free consultation.
We're back here at Char Valley. We got a Green County wrestler on mat number two. That is Alec Palko of Jefferson Morgan at 160 pounds, taking on Dimitri Velasaris of Avonworth. And then we got a McGuffey wrestler on mat four. That is Gage Clayton. And he is taking on Ben Catullo of Burl. Catullo with a 3-0 lead after an opening period takedown.
Yeah, as they wrestle towards the edge, Catullo trying to look for almost a standing cradle near the edge. They'll go out of bounds 15 seconds. Again, as Rusty mentioned, Catullo a 3-0 lead over Clayton of McGuffey. Yeah, Alex Palko, just a freshman, really impressed with him at the Southern Sectional. He'll get a takedown there.
Yeah,
nice switch off. And he'll 3-0. Yeah, Palko was looked excellent through that entire tournament and in the consolations, but I think can still find his way. Catullo now of Burl. Did he get any near fall points? A quick tilt at the end of the period of Clayton.
Palko looking for the fall. He took that underarm, like that low arm, and just drove him all the way over with it. He's not going to get the fall because he runs out of time. He is going to get four near fall. Take a 7-0 lead in the second.
Yeah, if I had my bracket here and tell you, but yeah, he wrestled outstanding and I think had I'm not sure how much an upset's really occur in the sectional round, but yeah, Palko is a freshman already looking a really strong wrestler and looks to be nearing his opportunity to find himself in Altoona next week.
Yep, one win here. Do it. It'll put you in the top eight. He's got a Merkel on the near side, so he's going to get another takedown. Lead 10-0 here in the second. Now he's going to go ahead and let Velasaris up to his feet. 10-1 with the escape.
Catullo of Burl, another takedown. Doesn't look like he's got any near fall points that time as he had tilted Clayton over, but no near fall. So 7-0. Catullo of Burl leading Clayton of McGuffey at 160 pounds. Palco's got some more near fall points, and this is probably going to be enough to tech fall.
Should do it. They add it to the board, and that will be 17-1, the technical fall for Alec Palko of Jefferson Morgan. He stays alive and advances out to third round of consolations.
160 pounds on mat three, Stephen Perdina of Mount Pleasant, a 3-0 lead over Elijah Miller of Greensburg Salem. Perdina going to start in the down position there. Olsen and Beasley at 160 pounds over on mat one. 1-1 there, second period. Clayton up to his feet. Catullo brings him back down 11-0. Now Catullo leads after four near fall points, extends his lead. So Catullo one more near fall run will likely lock this one up as they'll go out of bounds and back center. 55 seconds to go, second period.
As again, the video side of things, Jason Tenn's been working hard all morning. He worked hard for us, getting us on the air, but now he's been continuing to work right beside us here trying to get the video ready for tonight, where Bob Gregg will have that coverage for you on NFHS. Greg and myself will still be here today doing all the audio on greensports.net and WJPA Sports.
Seconds to go, second period. Clayton still trailing 11-0 as Catullo continues to ride on top, looking for one more near fall run as Clayton tries to shuffle his way out from under. Catullo now has Clayton pushed onto his back, and there's a fall, which is 5 seconds to go. So 2:55, Ben Catullo of Burl, a winner. Fall 2:55 over Clayton of McGuffey.
All right, and we'll be right back here on WJPA Sports and Greensports.net.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
All right, back here at Char Valley. Reed Teagarden, a quick takedown from Guffey on mat four over Eli Bosch of Beaver County Christian. Leads 3-0.
And Teagarden might actually have the fall. He's got near fall points. And they will call them out of bounds, although I'm not sure why Teagarden still had.
Yeah, he was still well in bounds.
Plenty of his, almost half his body was still in bounds, but they'll go back center. So 7-0. Teagarden leads Bosch. Teagarden just trying to kind of hip him over. We'll reset and go for the far ankle. Teagarden working that right arm with Bosch, and now we'll take that right arm and wing it as he tries to walk up towards the head. Still continuing to run, and Reed Teagarden might have him stuck. He's got near fall points for sure. Can't quite get that right shoulder of Bosch. Tried to step back over and push it down. Teagarden run out of time. Far near fall points. So Reed Teagarden very quickly out to an 11-0 lead after one period against Eli Bosch of Beaver County Christian. Bosch going to start in the top position. Tries to tilt Teagarden back, and with his hips falling off, Teagarden going to be able to likely slip out up to his feet as Bosch continues to hang on. Tries for that far side cradle, but Teagarden able to roll through it. Now going to look near side as Teagarden stands up. An escape. He now leads 12-0, and a takedown for Reed Teagarden will end this one. Kind of a failed fireman's attempt for Bosch. 3-point takedown, and that will be the end of it. A tech fall at 135 for Reed Teagarden at 172 pounds.
We'll be right back here on Green Sports On It and the WJPA Sports Network.
Monarch Student Transportation is proud to support Quaker Valley Wrestling in the postseason tournaments. Monarch's primary goal is safe transportation with top-of-the-line equipment and the best drivers in the business. Monarch provides the highest quality transportation available, building on a tradition of safety and excellence. Monarch takes great pride in the schools and communities they serve. Monarch Student Transportation is now hiring. Call 888-317-4144 or online at monarchtrans.com.
Alex Paris Contracting has been in business since 1928. They're in the heart of the Marcellus Shale on Route 18 in Atlasburg. Call Alex Paris for any contracting job, sewer, water, civil, or any oil and gas project. With over 600 pieces of heavy equipment, over 400 employees, all support equipment, and separate environmental company, they'll adapt and complete any project. Call Alex Paris Contracting, 724-947-2235. Learn more at alexparis.com.
Welcome back to Chartiers Valley High School, WPIL Boys AA Wrestling Championships. Rusty Pettit alongside Greg Smith, and on getting underway now on mat one. McGuffey's Aaron Supler taking on Dominic Willis of Laurel. 189-pound consolation bout.
A few other matches going on. Wyatt Markovich of South Park, a 7-0 lead over Austin Guza of Hopewell. That's also at 189 pounds. 189 pounds, Bryce Metz of Avonworth, a 3-0 lead over Lewis Maines of Southmoreland. No score at 172 pounds. Dylan Rotney of Ambridge, Ethan Miller of Greensburg, Salem.
Supler deep on a double leg takedown, head through the back door there, trying to finish this off and get his hips around. Oh, and he's going to, well, now he's going to slink in a low leg cradle. And he's got the takedown already to lead 3-0, but he's got Willis in some trouble, but he's running out of real estate on the other mat.
And time as well, just 10 seconds to go in that one. Trying to suck him back into the mat. And the right arm was better off. And official's going to do it for him and stalemate him, and back to the center they'll go.
6 seconds to wind down here in the opening period. Mat number two. It's an 8-0 lead for Wyatt Markovich of South Park over Austin Guza of Hopewell. That's also at 189 pounds.
Yeah, both in the second period, Mets of Avonworth, 3-0. He starts on top, leading Maines of Southmoreland. Miller of Greensburg-Salem, the 7-seed. It looks like he actually got a fall. That'll turn over.
And first period comes to an end. So 3-0 lead for Aaron Supler of McGuffey over Dominic Willis of Laurel. These two met I believe I did the team tournament, and I think it would have been the quarterfinals at McGuffey. And it's been probably about a month ago. I can't recall what the outcome of that one was. McGuffey ended up winning that duel, but I don't remember. It was close for a while, a little bit back and forth, and McGuffey kind of took control. This year's already flying by. We're already here at the Whippeels. It seems like we just hit New Year's. There's up and out for the escape for Donick Willis. It's 3-1 the score with a minute 35 to go in the second. Stoppage over at Matt 2. Looks like blood time.
They were dealing with Guza, I believe, with that blood. They'll get back center.
Single leg attempt by Supler. Not able to finish. Ends up with an underhook. And now a square off head-to-head. Minute 10 to go. Supler will have choice in the third. He leads 3-1 right now. Now he has Willis in the front headlock. Switches off to single leg. Keeps that head to the inside. Tries to elevate. Step around. And now tries to swing Willis down. Willis able to square up a bit here, but now Supler trying to come through the back door. Trying to keep that leg up over his head so he can ease his way back. Willis trying to scramble and stay out of a takedown position. He already trails 3-1. Now Supler trying to free the other foot and turn back in, and now he's going to give up the takedown. And Willis was patient enough to just kind of hang on there, and when Supler tried to let go of the one leg, Willis snuck around, and he takes a 4-3 lead with 15 seconds. Supler up to his feet, trying to break hand control. We get a stall warning on Willis because he never took him back down to the mat. Now Supler just needs to cut away and get his one, but he tries a standing Granby, and he's not going to get out. So he is going to trail going into the third, 4-3.
Yeah, Markovitz of South Park, 11-0 lead in the second period, excuse me. It's over Guza of Hopewell. Sayshawn Williams of Freedom, a 7-0 lead. He's the 3 seed at 189. Actually, it looks like that one is over. Williams of Freedom, a winner. He beats a wrestler from Carlinton. The name disappeared before I could get to that one.
So Supler will start down on bottom, tries to do a Peterson roll here off the bat, but didn't really have enough of the arm to do that. Willis sneaks him back behind. So Willis now with that late takedown leads 4-3. He has been warned once for stalling as Supler gets up to his feet and faces him for the 1-point escape. So we're tied at 4, minute 40 to go. Both these wrestlers have one takedown in the match. On the far side, and there's a double leg attempt by Willis. Supler gets his hips back right on the edge of the mat. And now trying to cross face is Supler, but he puts his hips back in a little bit. Now he steps up in with the underhook, and Willis trying to double overhook throw right on the edge, but they're going to scoot out of bounds with 104 to go. Square off, 4-4 the score between Aaron Supler of McGuffey and Donick Willis of Laurel. Winner goes home, or the winner advances, rather, and will not only advance third round, but will be in the top eight to advance to next week's tournament at Altoona. The loser will go home. Now we get a stall warning on Supler as he backs towards the edge, and both wrestlers have been warned once in this bout. 40 seconds to go. There's a single leg attempt by Supler, gets the ankle. Now switches off to the right leg of Willis. Willis tries to lock through the crotch. Supler head to the inside here with 28 seconds to go. Now he tries to come out through the back door, and he pulls down on that bottom leg. He needs to step over here. He's kind of working around the wrong way. Willis still locked around the waist. Supler definitely able to get him in a danger position here, but nothing called. 10 seconds to go. Supler needs to pop the head, otherwise we're heading to overtime. 5 seconds to go. Supler still not able to get that head out of there, and it looks like Willis is going to hang on enough to get the sudden victory period on the board. So we go to extra wrestling. underway now. Sudden victory between Supler and Willis, tied at four. First point wins it. Both wrestlers have been warned for stalling. Willis. There's a double leg shot. This time Supler's in deep, and he switches off to try to take Willis right to his back. Willis hanging on to a leg, but he is in trouble. Supler trying to step over here, and he gets the takedown, and that will do it. Aaron Supler of McGuffey wins 7-4 in sudden victory and will advance the third round of consolations over Dominic Willis of McGuffey. And I believe got a little bit of a break in the action here between no, actually, I'm going to keep it right here because we have a best center wrestler coming up on mat number one. It's going to be Homer Headley, best center, taking on Caden Shannon out of Southmoreland. Keep you right here for that. It's again WJPA Sports Network and Green Sports Net covering all the Washington and Greene County wrestlers here at the AA Championships for the WPIL Wrestling Tournament. Headley and Shannon square off. Wrestlers head to head here, center of the match. Drag attempt there by Headley, but now ends up in a body lock, and he is taken right to his back. Shannon just takes him right over. He's going to get the takedown. He might have got a couple near fall. He did. So I think it's three near fall. 6-0 the lead for Caden Shannon of Southmoreland. And he has Headley flattened out. They will go to the second period. 6-0 the lead for Caden Shannon. Wrestlers on their feet. There's an escape by Shannon. He leads 7-0 now. Double leg chop by Shannon, but Headley gets his hips back. Okay, Billy Sims, the athletic director at West Greene, who always does an amazing job at public address announcing at these tournaments, and he just let us know that no matter how soon this round ends, we will not start the semifinals until 11:30. So that right now is 26 minutes away from us now. But we still got bouts to go. All mats are filled with either 215-pounders or 285-pounds. And there's another takedown for Caden Shannon right on the edge of the mat. He leads 10-0 over Homer Headley of Best Center. Headley trying to get up to his feet, far side of the mat. 38 seconds remaining there. And Shannon's going to keep him down on the mat. 27 seconds to go in the second.
We've been asked to let you know one more time. You cannot sit with your legs out over the railing, please. It's a liability issue. Please be back.
And we will head to the third period between Caden Shannon and Homer Headley. That is still 10-0 in favor of Shannon. back on their feet. 10-0 the score for Shannon over Headley, a best center. Single leg shot by Headley, but he can't get to the leg, and Shannon's going to force the action out of bounds. Minute 34 to go. Final down here on mat number three. That was 7-4 the lead for Beck of Avonworth over Krieger of Ligonier Valley at 215 pounds. And that's going to bring up another Washington County wrestler down here from Burgettstown. And Teddy Gray, the 285-pounder from Burgettstown, is going to be taking on Raiden Kuroda out of Yawk. Homer Headley of best center now on his back. And at the very least, this is going to be a technical fall. And there it actually going to be a fall for Caden Shannon of Southmoreland. So Homer Headley's tournament here from best center, it comes to an end. Second round of consolations. And now we've got Gray of best Burgettstown. Oh, he nearly took Kuroda right to his back. Now they're all the way back on their feet. So no points awarded. 20 seconds to go in the first period.
And again, as you can see on the mount boards, all bouts in this
all right,
round
so
are now up on the mats.
All the bouts are up on the mats right now. So we are going to have a little bit of a tie between now and in the semifinals. So once we do step aside here, we're going to turn the airwaves over to WJPA 95.3 FM and get you back here for the semifinals at 11:30 once that happens. We'll finish calling the match here with Teddy Gray leading 3-0 over Kuroda as they go to the second period.
Number 2 and 3 will run the next round consolations. Again, semifinals will be housed.
Kuroda starting on top here of Gray. Gray gets up to his feet and Kuroda swings him back down to the mat. Now Gray back up to his feet. Power half here by Kuroda on top of Teddy Gray. Cross face, working on a 2-on-1 is Kuroda. Now Gray tries to roll through and can't get him off the top, so Kuroda still continuing to ride here halfway through the second period. Gray does have the 3-0 lead with that first period takedown. There's a stall warning on Gray. First one of the bout for either wrestler, but I believe now he gets up to his feet. And Kuroda trying to keep him in bounds, swings him back down again to the mat. Gray up to his base, trying to stand up here. He's been ridden this entire second period, 10 seconds to go now. Kuroda is going to be able to ride out this entire second period. It'll be his choice as we go to the third. And he looks to his corner to see, what do you want me to do? A fall over on mat number 2. was Burl's Aiden Kuhn pinning Hopewell's Hank Berner at 285 pounds. So that'll do it for that, Matt. And we got stoppage here down with Burgettstown's Gravy. I've got injury time. So while they're looking at that, we will step aside. We'll be right back here on WJPA Sports Network and greensports.net.
For over 50 years, Sarah's Candies has proudly supported WPIAL Wrestling, helping local teams and organizations thrive. With easy and delicious fundraising programs, groups large and small can reach their goals one sweet treat at a time. Start your fundraiser today with Sarah's Candies. Call 1-800-255-7771 or visit sarahscandiesfundraising.com. Make your next fundraiser a sweet success. Sarah's Candies, raising funds, sharing smiles.
All right, injury time is over. We're starting the third period. Kuroda took down, and Gray is still riding here 20 seconds into the period. And now, stand up a little bit. This one's one of those mats that's right down below. Kuroda's going to come around for a reversal. So it's now 3-2 with a minute 30. And a reminder, Gray has been warned for stalling once already in this bout. So there is now a reversal by Gray. He gets back up on top, and he takes a 7-2 lead. Sit out, and they scoot out of bounds. Minute 7 to go. Restart with 106 on the clock. Only two pouts here remaining. The rest of the mats are filled with wrestlers warming up here for the semis. Now here's a throw attempt by Kuroda. Gray stays away from that momentarily. Comes down and now takes Kuroda to his back. And here is Gray looking for the fall. And he's got it. So Teddy Gray of Burgettstown advances, and we'll just about wrap this up. We'll be right back here to wrap up this round here in a minute on the WJPA Sports Network and greensports.net.
The Claysville Area Business Association is proud to support McGuffey Wrestlers. Just like these fine young men, the Claysville area is winning thanks to community spirit, hard work, and dedication to excellence. Mark your calendars for the annual Pike Days Festival, the third weekend in May. Experience country hospitality in Claysville with children's activities, live bands, craft fair, and great food. Celebrate our region's heroes, heritage, and history. Congratulations to the 11 qualifying McGuffey Wrestlers. Good luck on the way to the States.
You have to have insurance, but you don't have to overpay for it. Have the rates gone up on your auto and home policies? Make an appointment with Hernberger Insurance to discuss all your coverages, home, auto, life, and business. As an independent agency, Hernberger Insurance can provide the coverage you need and shop for the best price. Proud to support our local sports teams, coaches, athletes, and fans. The Hernberger Insurance Agency, Route 19, just north of the Meadows. Call 724-745-6474.
Back here at Char Valley, that wraps up our first round this morning. The second round of Constellations is finished. The semifinals and the third round of Constellations will get started here in 15 minutes at 11:30. So we'll be back here with coverage. Stay tuned if you want. I'm going to just switch things over to WJPA FM 95.3 for the minute. But we will be back here in just over 10 minutes to get you ready for those semifinals that start here at Char Valley for the WPIL Boys AA Wrestling Championships.